Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Danny Sheridan from USA Today, and you're talking sports with, I hate to say this, with Randy Harris.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Being an awful good girl, Santa baby.
All right, we are back live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility here in Pinellas County. Give them a call, 727-954-3605. You need heating, you need air conditioning, you need your house painted. I'm sure Mitch would get up on the ladder and paint the house for you as well.
I need shelter.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so WWE comes to town here in the Tampa St. Pete area. St. Pete, the home of soon to be the St. Pete Rays.
You're going
to
hate me. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Sorry.
What?
So I got a phone call.
Good for you.
From another network offering me free tickets to the Royal Rumble.
Sweet. Have fun.
So I'll look for you while I'm there.
Sure.
Is that not being loyal? Is that different?
I wouldn't put it past you.
I mean, because it was offered. I didn't ask. I didn't go out of my way.
Well, no, you would have had to go out of your way if you were near them for them to ask.
Does it make it worse if I stole that contact from the producer?
I don't know. I don't care.
And they called me and they're like, hey, going to Royal Rumble?
Just out of the clear blue. They called and you go.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't have access to it. Like, you know, I'm not a part of it. And he was like, well, you know, I'm with the WWE and I'm coming to town. You want to go? I'm like, yeah.
Good for you.
So
have a good time.
Royal Rumble.
Do you have a problem? Now, it's scripted. It's entertainment. I get all of that. So Hulk Hogan presently has the all-time record, the longest that anyone's ever held the heavyweight title.
Okay.
1,475 days.
Nice.
Roman Reigns is approaching it at 1,162, so he's a year away. Rumor is they're going to have Roman Reigns take the title. You know,
from Hogan.
From Hogan.
Really?
You know, again, scripted,
that's
all that stuff.
That's a slap in the face, isn't it?
Here's the biggest slap in the face. Hulk Hogan defended his title, so performed,
right,
468 times in the 1475. Okay. But still doesn't seem like a lot to me. You know, these guys, Shawn Michaels or Seth Rollins, I mean, they're performing every night.
Right.
Roman Reigns, 1,162 days, he's held the title.
Okay.
Oh, good. When I do that, that means talk.
Okay, I was thinking.
Not just
stick. I was processing, I was counting. Oh, words are hard.
Yeah.
Numbers are even harder. And algebra has both.
How many times... And this is just from the stat that was given to me. I don't know if this is real, but it sounds real.
Okay.
If Hulk Hogan defended 468 times, how many times do you think Roman Reigns has defended the scripted title?
440.
51.
Oh.
So it's like he goes months without performing.
Right.
So why have a champion? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And for him to now take
this... You don't think they're going to make Roman lose it like a day before so Hogan keeps the alt? I mean, how can you pass the baton?
Well, the baton's been passed. Roman is supposedly the dude. And yeah. What's a shame is everybody loved him. Loved him in the Shield. To me, it's the greatest group ever. Loved it. They came out of the rafter. Not the rafters, but you know, the top of the 100 level. They'd come in. They'd do the illegal damage crap and then leave. Then one turns, they all turn. Dean Ambrose gets upset because of some things. Now he's at AEW. And Royal Rumble coming to town end of January. The Challenge podcast will be in town.
Yeah.
So I will be hanging out there.
We will be there. I'll drive you.
I already have a driver.
Oh.
So I'll be out there. And right. As a matter of fact, I almost wore my Challenge t-shirt too.
Oh.
Good but t-shirts. See, I got one for you.
Oh, that's nice.
Now man. I'm not going to give it to you.
Well, I got you Texas Hot Honey coming. I got the box at the house, so we'll unbox it on the radio.
At the house. It's at the house. What good is? How do you enjoy that at Christmas?
Because it's not Christmas yet.
When's Christmas?
Monday.
And when's the next radio show?
Wednesday.
So I'm like, enjoy it on Christmas.
We'll open it on Wednesday. A delayed gift. It's like day 8 of Hanukkah.
Hanukkah's over, dude.
Dang it. Like, how do we know this? Like, as a general population, how do we know when Hanukkah is or what it is?
I would suggest I didn't do this when I went out of town for Hanukkah. The easiest way to know is look at a calendar, and it says Hanukkah on it.
Okay, when was the last time you looked at a calendar?
That's why I said I missed it.
Right. It's like, when was the last time you looked at your wrist to tell what time it was?
40 years ago?
Yeah.
Because I don't wear a watch.
Exactly.
But if you go to a calendar, and I use a calendar for, like, going out of town, you know, my schedule, all that. I just don't look at it. I write it all down.
I was told that our producer uses a calendar.
Well, he uses an abacus.
And his roommate wasn't aware that he was in Vegas for a week with you. And so she went to look at the calendar of events and found out that she was alone.
I don't know where you want me to go with that, you know.
Just saying, I need more communication from the network.
Tony Ferguson has made a statement.
What did he say?
After his loss to Patty the Batty.
He's definitely not retiring.
And he's definitely not retiring.
There's no way.
I don't think Dana has him fight. I think Dana releases him. I don't think.
He doesn't want to see him.
Well, he said that at the press conference. I want to see Tony retire.
Right.
So you can't say that and then have him fight for you.
Tony's a dude. You won't ever be able to put him in a retirement home. Like, he's going to live life to his own drum, and it's always going to be on Tony's terms, and he'll fight till he's 95.
In what organization? Who takes him next?
Tales of the Crypt. I don't know. I mean, like,
maybe he should go to the seventh layer of hair.
Well, shouldn't we have like weight, like age divisions?
Well, no, because,
like, in bodybuilding, it's like 40 master division, 50s, 60s, 70s. You can compete all the way up till you're dead.
And this just in, I got a text. My quarterback on the all-white team is Mike White. And my running back from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is Rashard White.
Okay.
That would be my running back.
So you're going all-white team.
I'm going the all-white team.
Okay.
Do you think that, and this is all in response to Rashad Mendenhall, the genius of the day. Do you think that there's 26, 28 players in the NFL with the last name White and Black? Or do we need to make it an all-color team?
If you go all-time team.
Well, you can't, because he actually wants this to. So it needs. Black. So it could be an all-color team, meaning green.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's some names with green, right? And then what you do is you have a draft of the colors. All right, so you flip the coin,
okay.
And, you know, white or black may not even be the first. I don't know. There may be more greens.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Lomas Brown.
Got any greens?
Bobby Green.
Okay.
Just because he's a fighter, you can still go use him.
Nah.
They have to be players?
I think so.
Like that one podcaster, whoever Sean was telling me about, you know, he was bringing athletes up from college. So there's got to be plenty of greens and blacks and whites. What other color would be the last name? I mean, realistically, there's nobody last name purple.
Yeah. Or clear.
Is clear a color?
Yeah.
All right.
My favorite color.
Well, I guess you could take clear. That way you could get through the airport quicker.
Is plaid a color?
Or is that
a pattern?
Well, it's a pattern.
Okay.
There's got to be somebody named orange.
You'd think so.
I think that's what we need to do is you need to branch off and then flip a coin, and then you get to pick the other colors to go on the all-black and the all-white team. So orange may be able to get a green.
ChatGPT, create a list of all NFL players with last names of a color.
They're going to call you a racist.
No, I don't think so. It says it's processing. Says hello.
Hello, this is me. I can help you with that.
Put that closer people can hear.
So we got Willie Brown, Tim Brown, Antonio Brown, Jim Brown, Chad Green, Amon Green, Ladarius Green, AJ Green, Teddy Bruschi. What's that guy's name? Teddy.
Yeah, but where's the color there?
Bruschi. I guess Bruschi is a
color.
What's his last name?
Right.
Roosevelt Brown. Eddie Brown, James White, Roddy White, Reggie White, Charles Woodson, What?
I didn't know. Well, wood is a color, I guess, now.
Oh, is it?
And he's the son of wood, so.
Eric Berry.
Berry's not a color.
Bill Berge. Randy Moss. I don't understand.
Your computer needs to be fired.
Well, it's...
Better yet, you and your computer need to be fired.
This is how I'm going to do my research for the shows.
That's how you normally do it. 10 minutes after we need it. All right, so basically it's brown and green. So brown and green are the two colors.
Pretty much.
So I'll let you make the executive decision. The all-white, the all-black team, can they span off and they flip a coin for brown and green?
Yeah,
or do you want it to be...
Yeah.
Because I don't know if there's going to be enough, but there's plenty of browns and greens.
Well, speaking of like a little late to the show.
I want the brown. I'm going to make the decision. Brown goes with white. Green goes with black.
All right. Well, there's a white and black 8-man strong billboard mat under my feet that was just placed there a few moments ago from our producer 2 hours and 20 minutes into our show.
You don't call him the best for nothing.
And I'm just looking forward to interviewing Amanda Ribas at 3:40 today.
That's from 2 months ago.
That's the producer you got. He's just a little behind. Right. It's so old, it won't erase.
Now it's Amanda Rib.
Yeah.
That was me. You know, I'm the one that wrote it up there.
I know, but, you know.
And then, you know, I have things to do. Like, I have to get out of here. I'm going to be you. I'm going to leave at 3:30.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going?
I got to get my colonoscopy set.
Oh, yeah? You do those for fun, huh?
Yeah, I do them for fun.
Do you have like an annual pass or like an anal pass?
Both. So your thoughts on Tony Ferguson? Do you want to see Tony Ferguson fight?
I don't. No.
I don't want to be the one to say you're not able to make a living. I just want to say I really don't want to see it.
I don't want to see him get any more damage.
You know, is that possible?
I think the last time he got his hand raised in victory was at my restaurant.
Yeah, probably. All right, so this was a problem of mine. You know, I continue to say the Hall of Fame thing.
Yeah.
You know, is fights that are in the Hall of Fame does not make you a Hall of Fame fighter.
Yeah.
What makes you a legend? They introduced Tony Ferguson as a legend.
Okay.
And I'm not sure I see that.
I don't see it.
I don't think a long career makes you a legend.
It doesn't. I you know what makes you a legend? Stitch Duran. Right? Like when you have a nickname, you know, Jacob.
You don't even know his name.
Right. But when you are known as Stitch, and instantly everybody knows who you're talking about, I think that's legendary. Because it transcends like different generations, different sport, like different genres. And if you say something like, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like if you say Air Jordan, like that's legendary.
I can't agree with that because when I was in Vegas, I was talking to somebody and I said, yeah, the idiots back at the station. And they knew I was talking about you. Wow. So that would make you a legend, and I can't admit
that. You were talking to a guy that was on the premises illegally.
That's probably true.
Allegedly.
So, I don't think Tony Ferguson is a legend.
I don't think so.
You know, what makes a legend? I don't know.
He's a great fighter. At one time, he was the boogeyman. At one time, he was supposed to be the next great thing.
Well, yeah, he was supposed to fight Habib.
Habib, yeah.
And then, you know, tripped over the court.
And I don't think Habib's a Hall of Famer. I mean, I don't think he's the legend. I mean, I think he's a Hall of Famer for what he's done. But I don't think he's a legendary guy.
You know, it's tough. I mean, I would say he could be bubble. You know, I mean, he did go undefeated in the UFC.
Yeah, but who did he fight?
Well, I understand that. But, you know, if you look at, I mean, go back in the day, who did BJ Penn fight? He fought whoever he could fight back then.
Right.
Who did Matt Hughes fight? Who did GSP fight? I'm not a big GSP guy.
But a guy like John Jones has 19 title defenses.
Right.
You know.
Again,
like he's held the belt longer than,
Roman Reigns.
And Hogan.
Is Daniel Cormier a legend even though he couldn't get over John Jones?
I don't think so.
I think he could be.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Well, he's definitely a Hall of Famer.
But,
he's not even a Hall of Pretty Good.
I mean, Hoyce Gracie's a legend. Ken Shamrock, a legend. Like, those guys are legendary. They transcended the sport.
But what makes them, I mean, their records might not be.
No, not the record, but their persona, who they are, and the significance of what they meant to the sport, I think are legendary.
So that means Ronda Rousey's a legend?
Yeah, for sure.
Is Julie Carano a legend?
Unfortunately, she is. But she doesn't get the household name recognition.
Yeah, nobody knows who that is.
Right.
Especially the young cats.
Yeah.
How about that one? Producer Steve's looking at me. I used the word cats.
Don't ever say that again.
Cats.
Speaking of cats, My question earlier that you made me stop asking was, you're in Vegas, you go to all the shows, you're always up on the new. Do the shows start there and then make their way to, like, cruise ships? Like, do they always start in Vegas or New York?
Not always.
Because I've got a cruise coming up in January. And
I got one coming up later.
I was told that the shows are fantastic. They're like the Song of Man, or there's like all kinds of.
Some are good. Some are awful. Matter of fact, right now, Rebels on cruises, which would be Jimmy Denning.
Oh,
and, nice. And some of the old guys of Tenors of Rock. When are you leaving so I can book some good guests?
Oh, January. Oh, Martin Luther King weekend. And so.
Okay.
They made the white guy go out of the country. I don't know. I didn't pay for the trip. I was just gifted. they're sending them the other way now.
Are you going to let Susan know?
No, I'll put it on my itinerary, my calendar.
All right, let's hit a break. Shenanigans coming to you live from, I almost said Torta Pizza, from Cool Breeze AC Broadcast Facility. This is.
That place was legendary.
Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer.
No, hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Join the invasion at the 2023 Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl on Friday, December 22nd at 6:30 p.m. when the UCF Knights face off against the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets at Tampa's Raymond James Stadium. Two teams go head-to-head to see who will hoist the treasured Gasparilla Bowl trophy. Don't miss a minute of the bowl season action. The Knights and the Yellow Jackets in Tampa. Tickets are on sale now at GasparillaBowl.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Paul Harding, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh, well, way up north where the air is.
All right, we are back. You're live from Cool Breeze AC Broadcast Facility. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. What was your thoughts? Did you watch the Wonder Boy Shavkat fight?
I did. That guy's a monster. Like, who? Like, you know, there's certain cultures, and I've experienced this in Brazil when I lived there, that they just build these fighters in the lab. I mean, they literally, like, by pro bodybuilding, they'll go to, like, Qatar or go over, like, to the Middle East, and where there's no distractions. They don't have movies and bars and nightclubs. Like, all they do is train for a goal. And, like, Cormier talks about it, how he sent a bunch of youth wrestlers over to Kazakhstan, to Khabib, to train. And he said that when the kids got back from that month-long camp, they said that they practiced when they went to wrestling with Daniel in the gym. But they went to Kazakhstan and they trained all day long, 3 sessions a day, and pushed them to absolute limits physically and discipline and mental and all of it. So I think this is another one of those examples of, this guy is for real. And if you're not living and staying at that same kind of pace, how can you compete?
True. I mean,
like, how do the American or other countries with culture where you have to have balance between work and family and, you know, social life and school, how can you chase down a dream when, like, you're literally competing against someone who is just built in a lab?
And I don't want to say taking it more serious, because you're still taking it serious, but you're not devoting 24/7, 7 days a week, you know, every month, blah, 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 blah. What'd you think about the Rosa fight?
Fight of the year, maybe?
Oh, my God. It was
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, just a back and forth, like.
And I hate when I had a meeting with somebody the other day, and they're like, you know, I don't like watching. And you grouped it in. He didn't say some women fighters or some male fighters or some up in the air who they are fighters. He grouped in, I don't like watching female fighters. And I thought we were past that, where my thing is, I want to watch good fights. That is better than some men's fights that I've seen. That's better than Rock'em Sock'em Robots that I've seen.
Yeah.
That fight, I was drawn the whole time. It's like they both kept going. And it really bothers me when you stereotype. Just like, I don't know who the putz was. He said, as he's ripping Colby, he ripped the entire country of America because of Colby's Trump this and that. I said, that's kind of like saying every person from England has bad teeth. It's a stereotype. Of course not. Just like there's some dumb people here, but we're all not dumb. And when I say we, I'm not including you in that we.
Yeah, for sure.
And so it bothers me that when you're grouping everything in, even if you dislike women fighters and you didn't like that fight or you won't watch that fight, there's something wrong with you.
Something wrong. Because that was top 3 fights of the entire year.
I believe that. And I've heard people say the same about women wrestlers. I mean, there's some bad performers, but watch Charlotte Flair and tell me you don't think she's a phenomenal athlete.
For sure.
You know, so it just kind of bothers me. Everything bothers me these days.
And the future looks bright for the UFC. I mean, have you seen the recent signing for the UFC? A 6'7" Cuban heavyweight with a perfect record.
I think Omos, the wrestler, is going to come and fight him.
Oh yeah,
no.
I mean, these guys are coming for the title. I mean, they say that Yoel Romero was specially built for competition.
Yeah, in a lab,
right?
Yeah, he's not human.
He's 86 years old now. Did you guys go to high school together?
No, I missed that year.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, look, that's what the sport's going to evolve to, right? And certain countries are dedicating. Like paying for supporting these athletes to represent the country. I mean, look at the Olympics. Well, gymnast from Russia. You know, the parents they take the kid out of the home, and they take him to a facility, and they pay for the room.
Hold on a second. Hold on, putz. No. That's everything. Bryce Harper was built like that. Bryce Harper really wasn't going to school. He was.
That's what these academies are.
You know,
now.
He was playing in Arizona, yet he lived in Vegas. So, I mean, you're rolling the dice, because if you don't make it, then what are you going to do? You're going to work at your pizza shop.
No, I don't have a pizza shop.
Well,
anymore.
That's even worse for these guys, because then now they don't have a job.
That's
or
true.
Do you? You know, and that's the problem. But that's everywhere. You know, you have that basketball players here. That's all they do. And there's some that, like, case in point, my daughter's dream was to go to Broadway.
Okay.
She has a theater degree. That was her goal at the time. She's now found her passion and all that. But because we didn't have the money to do that, no, you've got to go work while you're in college. It ruined her dream of being an actor. So it's all, you know, money. It's all sacrifice. You know, wasn't willing to sacrifice.
So speaking of proud moments, so your daughter's getting married this year. My daughter today got recognized out of her school. She got to have...
She only killed three people this year.
No, my oldest. She got selected to go to lunch today after school at the Olive Garden with the principal and the vice principal. She was the only one in the class to get selected. So, you know, my daughters are still young, so this is the first real achievement that they've had.
I feel bad for the principal.
That I'm proud of.
Yeah.
But
I see her taking a breadstick and hitting her over the head.
No, this is my oldest. My oldest is respectful. But what's
more than the youngest?
But what was your kid's proudest moment? Like your, you know, I know Smiling Sam Alvey's coming up soon.
Yeah, so we got to go.
But
let's hit this break. Let's talk to Sam, and then we'll readdress that in the last segment. Don't want to be late to the karate combat champion.
Not the heavyweight.
not the smiling one himself. So let's hit this break. When we come back, a little karate combat thought. We'll talk about the pit. We'll talk about the experience. It wasn't his first time in the pit. But Smiling Sam Alvey when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Bio Accelerator. 8-man strong. Snap zone.
Wonderful time of the year. It's the happy.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Benny Blaze from the University of Miami, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
It's time, Tampa Bay. It's college bowl season in your backyard. ReliaQuest Bowl 2024. Two of the country's top head coaches go face to face. The Big Ten's Luke Fickle and Wisconsin Badgers collide head on with Brian Kelly and the LSU Tigers of the SEC for the coveted ReliaQuest Bowl championship trophy. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium, Ticketmaster.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What's up, Tampa, Florida? What's up, Clearwater, Florida? This is Scott Yeager of the Challenge Mania podcast. And if you're a fan of MTV's The Challenge, just like me, or CBS's Big Brother, we have an awesome event for you on Saturday, January 27th, to get you ready for WWE's Royal Rumble later that night. Myself and the godfather of MTV, Mark Long, are hosting a Royal Rager party at Mugs in Clearwater from 1 to 4 p.m. right by Tropicana Stadium where the Royal Rumble is taking place. We'll be joined by Alyssa Snyder, Alyssa Lopez, Hunter Barfield, Paulie Calafiore, Sam McGinn, the Nolan Twins, and more cast members from reality TV. Come and hang out with us. Come and hang out with the Challenge Mania gang. Meet the cast members. Party like it's MTV Spring Break. It all goes down from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, January 27th at Mugs in Clearwater. Trust us, you'll have more than enough time to make it over to the stadium for the Royal Rumble, because that's where we're going to. Tickets are available now at ChallengeMania.com. Live.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605, and their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is John Smoltz from the Atlanta Braves, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Going to be live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility here in Pinellas County, 727-954-3605. If you want to wake up the owners at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, that's perfect. Say you heard it here, and I'm sure they'll appreciate it. We are trying to get a hold of Sam Alvey. He'll be calling back here shortly. So what was your question about my daughter? Why are you bringing my daughter into this?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, like, what moments, like, do you remember from their life that you're the most proud of? I mean, obviously graduating college, moving out of your house, getting off the payroll.
Well, some of that didn't happen yet, so maybe at some point.
Finding love, getting married. I mean, like, what's the proudest moment as a father? Because I'm growing into this as we go. Like, my kids are just now starting to get recognized, not only in public when we go places. Like, hi, Marilla. Hi, Marissa. I'm like, how do you know them? Well, wait a second. Like that, like, how do these people in the real world know my kids? So,
well, yeah, they should.
Well, but they're teachers. They're like, oh, you went to our gymnastics school. So, but they have, they're known. People know who they are. So, what things should I be looking forward to? What are the most proud of your child's memories?
I don't know. I mean, you know, everything is different. I remember she was, and she won it. Everybody thinks I had my hand in on everything. I told my granddaughter that I had spies at her dance, which I did, you know, and then I said, if you don't believe me, research it. So she called, you know, my daughter, and my daughter's like, yeah, he has people everywhere.
Well, you did a background check on your daughter's boyfriends.
I did. Well, I didn't. I didn't. I had it done.
Have you done a background check on me?
I do background checks on everybody.
Do you really?
Yeah. And again, that's why you've been fired 3 times. Okay. I know more about you than you know.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. So again, everything is different. But I remember my daughter won the lead role, and this is when she was in high school. You know, and that was her dream, was to be an actress or an actor. She was the lead in The Wedding Singer, which, and to be honest, I don't remember which I saw first, her doing the play or we saw the play on Broadway. And we were going to go to a big play. And I couldn't get tickets, or I screwed up and we went the wrong day. So I had tickets to Aladdin, only we didn't go on the day we had the tickets to Aladdin. Shocking, right?
Should put it on your calendar.
Steve and I go and get a rental car, and they're like, that's for next year.
Oh.
You know, I have the reservations. but so she was the lead in The Wedding Singer, and we were in the front row. And no, I'm going to lie. I swear this is the truth. I didn't realize the person I was watching was my daughter.
What?
I had no idea.
Really?
You know, A, she had a wig and, you know, all this stuff, and it was phenomenal. And, you know, I was a Drew Barrymore that I think was in Wedding Singer. I mean, she looked like her. And I'm thinking, how did they get Drew Barrymore here?
Wow.
This is crazy. And it took me 20 minutes or so. So obviously I was, but I'm proud really of both my kids just because they're good kids. I'm not sure you can say that.
Well, yeah, they just made principal.
She
got to go on a trip to Olive Garden.
When your youngest wins a UFC title.
She will.
And she will.
She will.
You know, that's when.
So you were in the car the other day when I was with my family. And
I wasn't in the car.
My daughter was telling a story. I was on FaceTime with you. And a boy hit her in the face with a jacket.
Yep.
She was like, I'm going to kick you in the leg. She proceeded to kick him in the leg. He fell down. She embellished the story and said that he had to go to the nurse afterwards, right. Which I was so proud of.
And she responded the only way I know she would. When you said, I'm so proud of you, I'm going to do whatever, she goes, I want to go back to the school then. I thought I was in trouble. I want to kick him another time. You know, for anybody, and she's obviously a young girl, and but her leg kicks her.
Oh, it's brutal.
It's not pretty.
It's brutal. Like, she, you know what an advent calendar is?
Isn't that a hospital?
I think it's part of the hospital. Yeah. But, you know, you open up a little box every day, and it's got a different, you know, thing. Building up to Christmas, kind of like Hanukkah, I guess.
Well, they, we don't build up to it. We just...
So they do an advent punch. So before I go to sleep, each one of them gets to punch me in the stomach as hard as they can without me flinching or moving, blocking, stopping.
Can I say publicly, you are an idiot? Just saying. Go ahead.
Just saying, like, we're like 12 days in, it's hurts. hurts to laugh. I mean, the advent punches are serious.
You couldn't have come up with a different way to reward them than what are you going to do?
An advent leg kick, I would be in a wheelchair.
I'm going to give you something for Christmas next year. I already gave you this year. Next year, I'm going to give you...
One of those body pads?
No, parental classes on how to be a parent.
That's a great way to parent. I'm not raising a bunch of victims. I might raise some defendants. Not raising victims in this house.
Oh, that's very true.
I'm really proud of my daughter. You know, it's one of those things where, like, she's changing so fast. You know, like she's about to become a woman, and like, and these days are like, I mean, literally from a month ago to now, she's a different person. And you know, and now she's becoming her own person, her own identity. She's starting to dress the way she wants to represent herself. And
when are you going to let her know that she's really not your daughter?
Well, you can't deny the face. I mean, she's...
Oh, no.
She's
no, no.
It's my baby.
Believe me. She needs to know the truth.
Nah, she,
there is no way you could father both of those girls.
Oh, they're beautiful. Yeah.
They're well, they're, and they're 1.5 good people.
Yeah. Well, they have a great mom. Their mom's not American, yeah. Right? Colby ruined it for all of us. On a global stage, Colby made us all look stupid.
But see, again, that bothers me.
I mean, I saw a Facebook reel today.
Can I finish my thing?
No, not yet. So it was the one championship in China or wherever.
Singapore.
Okay, Singapore. And the fighter was winning so dominantly that he took a loss. He stopped the fight, got down on his knees, submitted. He just quit. And gave the guy a hug. They embraced. He quit the fight because he's winning so dominantly, and that the other guy was taking so much damage that he stopped the fight. Right? Like so
you are not the dumbest person I know.
Well, but it's a respect thing, right? For the martial art, for like just humanity.
That falls on the ref.
Well, but it was it's
stupid.
No, it's not stupid.
It is stupid.
Like, but you know, Western. Trash talking, Western antics, like the world sees, right, is low class.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Time out. Time. Conor McGregor's not from here.
Well, he's American.
No, he's not American.
Everybody thinks he's American.
It doesn't matter what they think.
They did it here in America.
Conor McGregor is not American.
It's not where you're born. It's where you act up.
Anya Sanya is not from America, who talks crap. So, no, you're not going to blame.
No, but McGregor came to America, got arrested in New York, was faced charges in New York. Like, that's because that's where he was when he did it. When he threw the monster energy drink across the room at a press conference, that was in America. None of that stuff happened abroad.
So now it's because it happened here. Yeah. It doesn't matter that you're a foreigner or an illegal immigrant or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So illegal immigrants that are doing things, that's us, that's America?
Yeah. The world sees it as America.
I'm changing it. That guy that gave up the fight is not the dumbest person I've talked to.
I mean, stuff happens here. Like, the illegal aliens cross over the border. They commit, they blow up a building. The world sees a building was blown up in Texas, right? They don't know that it was an immigrant.
Of course they do. It's reported that.
Yeah, but nobody reads that. All they know is that a building in America blew up.
I think you're wrong. You are wrong.
What do you mean?
I'm saying, because it's reported. They know who does all this stuff, whatever it is, here, there, anywhere, Taiwan, Australia.
Did you see that the Texas passed a new law on immigration? Mm-hmm. They're stopping them at the border and backing them up.
But just like what happened in Colorado, that's not going to pass either.
Because the Supreme Court's going to overrule
it because it's federal. But then it calls back to it's against federal, like marijuana. You know, a lot of states that are allowing it, it's still against federal. So federal could come in and do something, but they're not going to.
Now, I know you don't smoke. I've never seen you with a cigarette. Never seen you with a vape.
Never.
Never seen you with a joint.
Never.
Doobie.
I've seen the Doobie Brothers.
But in 2024, in the Hall of Fame, a tight-rolled, stitched-in stogie in your hand, would you take a puff to celebrate greatness?
No.
Come on, it's the Hall of Fame.
So what does that mean?
It's greatness.
It's legal. It is legal. Well, it's not necessarily legal in the state of Florida unless you have the very easy-to-obtain license.
Well, as long as you can say you don't see well.
Right.
Or you could just show them your booking itinerary for New York 296 when, or 295 as it was, when you bought two tickets on the same day, going to the same place.
So it wasn't going the same place. I bought two tickets, one Tampa to New York and one New York to Tampa, both for the same day. So it wasn't going the same place. I bought our return for the same day that we went. So that was $200 out the window.
So then they'd be like, well, he's obviously already smoking. They made those mistakes.
Well, then they wouldn't allow it because they say you're already doing it, whether it's legal or not.
But I just think 2024 is a year of Hall of Fame, and I think you should celebrate with Stitch for an amazing career.
I couldn't think of the guy that resembles Stitch. You know, the actor. I want to say it's like Edwin almost, but I don't think that's his name. I'll try to find it during this last break.
But doesn't the Hall of Fame, isn't it supposed to be at the end of your career? Like, isn't a typical Hall of Fame, like, after you've done, you've retired, then you wait some time, and then you're honored for the career?
I mean, I think that's the case for athletes. You know, even though I know some UFC fighters have gone in, and then they've come back out to fight and stuff. You know, participants are one thing, because you're still participating, even though I don't see why. Like, was there any doubt that Cal Ripken was going into the Hall of Fame?
No.
Was there any doubt that Wayne Gretzky was going to the Hall of Fame? Why do you need to wait 5 years? And it's awful that you have to wait, because what if you pass away?
Sure.
I mean, you should be able to at least...
I mean, we just saw Eric Montrose pass away of cancer at age 52, the North Carolina legend. I mean, Eric Montrose was North Carolina basketball for his time.
And that's what they said. I looked it up.
So...
I did research.
Good.
Let's go hit our final break of the afternoon. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator, broadcasting live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. We'll be right back.
Amanda Rib coming up next.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Matt Hasselbeck of the Seattle Seahawks. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
It's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Wisconsin Badgers versus LSU Tigers. Big Ten versus SEC. ReliaQuest Bowl. New Year's Day. Raymond James Stadium. Ticketmaster.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Don King, and I'm listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Join me. Don't touch that dial. We got something in store for you.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Hi, Christmas right around the corner. This is the final segment of before Christmas, and then one more show, and then we're done.
done for the year?
Well, for the year. Right. I neglected that. And I wanted to make sure because it didn't look right, sound right. But, and I think I've even seen a picture of Stitch Duran and Edwin James Olmos because they look identical.
Just like you and the Partridge Fairy guy.
What's
the guy?
Partridge Fairy guy? What is wrong with you?
I was thinking about my daughter because she lost a tooth. So this morning I was sneaking, to put the transaction without being caught.
What does the Tooth Fairy bring these days?
$10.
Shut up.
What do you bring? What do you think it's worth?
$10?
What would you do?
Oh, my God.
You are old.
I think I'm going to go start punching people in the mouth so I can get some teeth.
I mean, if you sit around a BKFC ring, you can make some money. I mean, like, forget storage units.
Wow. $10. That's insane.
Yeah. Got $320 worth of teeth.
So can I get $10 per shark's tooth that I have?
No. Shark's not a fly.
All right.
And then in Pinellas Park, I don't think, it's worth that much. It's like $160.
All right. So I did see something quite interesting before we close out. Did you just snort? What the hell is wrong with you?
Come on, man. Like, people around here got summer teeth.
Some teeth?
Some are here, some are there, some are home in a box.
NFL power rankings came out. Who do you think is ranked number one right now?
I think because the conspiracy theory that I believe, it's going to be the Cowboys and the Ravens in the Super Bowl. I'm going to go with Baltimore.
The number one team on the NFL power rankings right now is, in my opinion, the best team in football. And that's the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
Number two, Baltimore. Number three, Dallas. So I texted a good friend of mine. He plays for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Josh Wells. Good dude. Got him involved in the UFC. We've gone to some fights together. And I said, looking forward to seeing you this weekend. And as soon as I hit send, I had this knot in my stomach.
That is not playing. They got traded.
So within 2 minutes, he texts me back. He goes, where?
Oh, boy.
And then I Googled it. He's with the Baltimore Ravens now, so he's loving life.
Looks like he's getting a Super Bowl bid.
It appears, Baltimore is right now. It's just weird, whether you're a young fan, an old fan. Running down the list, Philly was the number one team not too long ago, undefeated. They're now sitting at 2, 4, 5. Kansas City sitting at 6.
Okay.
Dallas is number 3 according to the power rankings. Miami 4, and I'm like, I'm going to keep writing. Just because I want to make sure I remember.
Okay.
One of the worst teams for the past couple of years is 14.
They moved up.
You're telling me there's 16, 17, 18, 14, whatever teams worse than Denver?
You bring in Sean Payton. I mean, they start changing processes and people start doing their job and
buying in.
Buying into the concept.
Man. So Denver's 14 and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers from the worst division, who's going to probably lose their head coach. But not if they continue to somehow find ways to win a division. But what I've been saying is winning a division isn't that big a deal in a crappy division.
Yeah.
The way it planned out right now, if it was Dallas for a while, now if the playoffs were to end, and I hate that because there's 3 more weeks or 4 more weeks, I'm not sure. But if the playoffs were to be this weekend, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, ranked 15th, would be playing the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia. No, not in Philadelphia. It'd be in Tampa.
Yeah, we had trouble with them week 3.
We had trouble with them every year, except for 2002.
Right.
That was our bubble team. That's the team that we had to somehow find a way, to get over. But I can't answer the question I'm going to ask you because I don't remember.
Okay.
Fight from this year that sticks out? Something? I mean, I'm going to go recent.
The Rocky Edwards head kick on Usman was shocking to the world.
But was that this year?
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah. Wasn't it?
Wasn't it last year?
I think it was this year.
All right, keep talking.
Well, I thought it was a sure.
Keep talking.
I mean, just because it's like fresh in the mind. I mean, obviously, the Rosa fight. I mean, that was kind of the most reminiscent I've seen since the Griffin, Bonner fight. That kind of legendary back and forth that put the UFC on the map back in the day. That was a very reminiscent fight of that. It was just kind of you punch, I punch, you kick, I kick. A back and forth battle. Sugar Sean O'Malley, taking the title. I mean, I think that fight stands out, Aljamain was dominant. He, Peter Yan, he got the belt because of a controversy. Then they said he wasn't as good as everybody said he was. He came back stronger and earned it. You met him. You hung out with him. You commented on what a nice young man he is. Probably because Dana White pulled his tickets, and that's why he was in general pop with you.
I hate to always be right.
It wasn't last year.
But I was wrong.
You were wrong.
Yeah. Usman Edwards 2 was in 22.
It was.
So the head kick was in 22.
Really?
Yeah. So I was right, because 23 is now.
Yeah, what month was it?
August.
Dang it. That long ago.
And then they refought in 23. You know, the rematch, or really not even the rematch, the trilogy, was March, was earlier in the year in the O2 arena in London. And then, yeah, so you can't use that.
Dang.
God, I love being right.
That sucks. I hate losing to you.
Well, you should be used to it by now.
It's true.
It really should be, you know.
I should start paying attention more.
You know, I think the Strickland fight sticks out against Israel. One, because nobody thought he had a chance.
Oh, I know what it is. I know what that
moment
is. And
not only did he have a chance, he dominated. Leon didn't dominate last Saturday. Sean Strickland dominated that fight.
Is he knocking out Peralta? And then doing the three arrows and then laying down, like, mimicking his son who, like, you know, like that will ever, for always, will always stand out in my mind of Izzy doing the three arrows in the octagon after he's out cold. That's legendary. That's a legendary, like, fight, you know, conclusion, celebratory win.
So is that trash talking? Is that considered trash talking?
That's just mic dropping.
And is it okay to trash talk a kid?
Yeah. If the kid goes in the octagon and lays down next to you when you're unconscious because your dad, he blamed the dad. He's like, look, your son has no respect, no discipline, right? And he's like, so of course. He's like, he went and called him out, found him in the crowd, then fell over, and Izzy's a goat. For sure. That's just because of that makes Izzy a goat and a legend.
There's new phones out that if they don't recognize your number, it goes straight to voicemail.
Really?
Now, like, I have, you know, if I don't recognize numbers, I don't answer. I mean, I get it. And Sam just texted me. You know, he didn't recognize the number, wanted to be text, blah, 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 blah. So we'll reset that up for next
week. Smiling Sam?
Yeah.
I thought it was your brother. I thought maybe he blocked you.
No, my brother's in Vegas right now. He showed me the suite he's in.
Oh, yeah.
It's so stupid. It's stupid.
It's good to be the king.
Yeah, it truly is. Not that I would know.
You were with Greg Henrich last week. His thoughts on the Formula One that was in Vegas recently?
Nobody liked it.
Really?
Yeah, nobody liked...
Being a racing family, I mean...
Well, it's not so much that you're from a family like that. It's you live there. You know, it's different if you don't live there. I mean, it affected everybody.
Yeah.
And then, you know, for it to be 2, 3 in the morning and you can't get around and... Be prepared, Vegas, because it's coming back.
Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl is coming up in 6-8 weeks, whatever, and then F1 will be back next year. You know, it's a 10-year contract, I believe. So, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys, I know we have a couple minutes, but I can't stall this. I'll have to stall it for
four minutes. Well, Christmas question. Yeah. Are you a guy, I know your movie thing, but are you a Christmas guy? Like, are you watching Elf and Home Alone every night? Like,
no.
How many times have you watched those movies before you get tired of them?
One.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys don't put it on every time it's on?
No.
Because it's like every channel, every other channel.
Yeah, no.
This time of year.
No. You know, which is crazy because I don't like rewatching movies, but there's a couple, you know, and it's only because of like Die Hard, which, yes, it is a Christmas movie. You know, people say it's not.
Controversial.
There's a Christmas tree in it. So how can it not be a Christmas tree movie if they're celebrating Christmas? So how was Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Oh, there's Rockefeller Center, the biggest Christmas tree in the world. We were there.
Did you see the dude? I was waiting for that dude to fall out of the tree.
He's a professional.
Yeah, he was tied in.
Yeah, and the boom truck. But, I mean, have you done the, do you do movie prop sets? I mean, I know you've gone to Pauly's Grave and Rocky. Have you been to the Home Alone house in Chicago? Have you been to the, you know, Central Park and seeing the scenes or yeah. Home Alone?
Well, not because of Home Alone, because I, whatever, but there's things like I've been on the set of 2 and a Half Men.
Okay.
Which was pretty cool. Did you ever watch 2 and a Half Men?
I've seen
it. You know how she comes up over the balcony because that's where the water is?
Uh-huh.
That drop that they make literally is about 2 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they like have to pretend, and then there's mattresses there and stuff. But yeah, I've been on that scene. I've been on the scene of you know, a couple movies as well.
What about the Breaking Bad when they threw the pizza on the roof?
No, I've never seen Breaking
Albuquerque.
Bad.
What?
I've never seen anything. Not 1 second of it.
Before next week, you must watch on Netflix the Breaking Bad. You will be hooked.
Not only will I not, I probably will be hooked. I got somebody, Alex, stopped by the house and we had 90 Day Fiance on. He's hooked. He now has Netflix for 90 Day Fiance. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Enjoy the next couple days. Text us, email us, stop by the station. We've got two more pair of tickets for Friday to give away. We'll have tickets for next week for the Outback. Well, formerly the Outback, the Relia Quest. We're out of time.
Happy Hanukkah.
See everybody next week. Sam Smiley, Smiley Sam, Sam and Smiley will be on next week. He didn't recognize the number.
Go Bulls.
We are out.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.